Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Painful Truth. We're your host, Ann Danner and Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Ann. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you. How are you this morning?
MLK Day to you as well. I'm doing great, great, great. It is a beautiful, sunny 32 degrees here in Atlanta, and I'm just rejoicing because I woke up this morning. So I'm just rejoicing. It is just beautiful out here this morning. The sun is shining so bright. I woke up and just went through the house opening. Well, I went through the downstairs opening blinds, and it is just beautiful. And this morning I really realized how many blinds I have downstairs. I'm like, are you serious? That's crazy. I don't know if I'm getting this many at the next house. I don't know. This is crazy. How are you doing this morning, Donna?
I'm doing wonderful this morning, and I'm thanking God that he allowed me to see another beautiful day. And like I said, it's Martin Luther King Day, his legacy. We need to take the time out and to remember what he fought for and the things that he accomplished. And do you think right now at this moment in 2016 that he accomplished anything? Did any of his dreams did come true? What do you think, Ann?
Yes, I do. And this is why, because you have so many people say no, because everything seems like it's going backwards. What a lot of people fail to acknowledge is the memory is still there. He still planted the seed, and that's what's so important. The seed is still there. So the seed makes you go back and reflect and makes you go back and pull what you haven't been doing, you know, and makes you go back and say, you know what, I haven't been doing A, B, C, and D, and I need to go back and start here at A, or I stopped at B, and I need to go and start there. So it kind of makes you go back. And some people aren't just, no matter what you say or what you do, some people just are not going to do right. So, I mean, you just can't make people do what they aren't going to do. But
yeah,
the seed is there, and that's what's so important, that he planted the seed. He sowed a seed.
Yes, yes.
And that's
yes.
What people fail to realize. They're like, well, you know, he did all that for nothing. No, he did not. The seed was there.
Yes. And part of his dream did come true because we do have a African American president.
Yes. Yes.
And you know what? I'm gonna tell you what comes across my mind thinking about Martin Luther King Jr. was when Obama was elected, and watching, I'm having a flashback of Jesse Jackson tears rolling down his eyes. That's how I knew how real it was, because you
yes.
know, he marched alongside Martin Luther King Jr. And
yes, even with some of the negativity that he said before,
yes,
he still
was a
and acknowledge this
and yes, yes
day,
and that's what those tears represented. When I seen those tears fall down from his eyes, oh my God, that was a touching moment for me, because I said, this man fought the fight with Martin Luther King Jr. That was a beautiful moment for me. So part of that did come true. We have black judges now. We have women, black women, who are judges now. I mean, and it ain't just with black people. It's with all races, because he fought for all of us.
And what some people need to understand, because I hear a great deal of positivity, but then you still hear that negativity. But understand, if it didn't stand for anything, we wouldn't have this day.
Yes.
So understand, we have this day. So it meant something because we have this day.
Yes.
And that means a whole lot here.
Yes.
In this country.
Yes.
So we're grateful to have this day. So,
yes.
Donna, what do you have in community news?
Well, I have some sad news, and I had, you know, from that touching moment that we just now had about Martin Luther King, I really feel bad about reporting it, but it has to be, we are here to spread news and to basically let people know and be aware of what's going on in our country, and it's sad, and this was a very sad story. Police in Fayetteville, North Carolina, on Thursday, arrested and charged a 24-year-old man accused of shooting his mother, Ann. Shooting his mother at the nail salon and spa where she works. Kevin Tyrone Powell was charged with attempted first-degree murder and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injuries after walking into a salon owned by his mother and shooting her in the face. The victim, who was eventually airlifted to another facility to treat her wounds, is currently in critical but stable condition. Police do not have a motive in the shooting. Those friends and customers said Powell was struggling with mental health issues. Authorities set Powell's bond at $750,000. He remained in police custody. And the sad part about it, as he walked into the salon and shot his mother in the face, he just stood there. He just stood there from what the customers are saying. He did not run. He did not try to flee the scene. He actually stood there and stood over his mother and watched her bleed. And at the whole time, he was saying, "That's my mother. That's my mother. That's my mother." So, yes, I truly believe mental issues was the problem with this case here,
Ann.
Very sad moment. What do you have in community?
Another sad story. It started Monday morning off like this. Authorities are investigating the deaths of two college students and a former student at a house blocks away from SUNY Genesco campus, about 35 miles south of Rochester, New York. The bodies were discovered after Genesco police responded to the home around 6 a.m. Sunday following a 911 call. The victims were identified as 21-year-old Kelsey Anise of Webster, 24-year-old Matthew Hutchinson of Vancouver, British Columbia, and 24-year-old Colin Kingston of Genesco. And this is a very odd story, Donna, because police said that the students were are students of Genesco. They said Kingston was a former student. And no firearms were used. A knife was recovered at the scene, and they believe the perpetrator was one of the victims.
Oh, my God. And took his own life.
Yeah.
No,
so we don't know if they took their own life or one of the other ones in self-defense. You know, they don't know. The school is working with authorities to try to figure out what happened.
It's you know, all those situations with someone losing their life or someone's life being taken, it's a sad tragedy all the way around. It's just sad. It's never good news to hear anything about someone losing their life or their lives being taken, you know.
And all of these were children. literally. I mean, look, all of them were under 25 years old. So to us, they were still kids, you know.
Mm.
And this has happened. Their lives are gone. So soon. Looking at a different end of the news, what do you have, Donna, in celebrity news?
Oh, let me tell you, honey. There's some beef going on with Halle Berry and Taraji P. Henson. And it's crazy. Yes. Let me give you the details. Halle Berry got rid of her manager of 20 years. And the reason why, because he was devoting all his energy to Taraji P. Henson. They share the same management.
and
management respond to Halle by saying, "We love Halle, but honestly, the best work we've seen from her in years has probably been from Revlon." She definitely,
you know what?
But
you got it. Look, on from that management end, Taraji's a bigger star right now.
And yeah, well, you know, I mean, they flip-flops. I think it's all about who's bringing in the money. And of course,
and that's it. It's kind of like a what have you done for me lately industry. And they're looking at the fact that, okay, Taraji's a bigger star right now. I mean, Halle, you're a bigger star overall, but right now Taraji's, like, super hot.
But you know what? I think that's with all of them in that entertainment business, because I think J-Lo also. J-Lo had the same problem with her management, Medina's, and I think he was working with, oh my God, I forgot who the celebrity was, but J-Lo had a huge problem with it, and she wanted all the attention from him. She did not want him working with anyone else, but this is how these people make their money.
Yeah.
If you work, I eat off of your, I'm eating off of your plate. I'm getting you the jobs, I'm providing the jobs for you, and when you make the money, that's how I get paid. So you have to constantly work. And I fully understand Halle Berry managed it when they said the only thing you have done recently is Revlon. You have not done a movie. You haven't done anything. And I'm quite sure these people are providing her with these jobs. And I'll tell her how many movie roles she on turned down because they do this.
And they're making percentages. So you're getting more off Taraj right now. Come on. Let's be serious here. So, I mean,
I don't know. But that's all I have in celebrity news. What about you, Ian? What do you have?
Okay. Look here. Hershey is taking a big step away from candy. You know, I love my Hershey's.
Mm-hmm. Hershey Kisses.
I love my Hershey's, period. I love the Hershey's with almonds. I love my Hershey's. Yes, I've taken a big step away from candy since last year. But I've always been in love with Hershey's. They can never, but them taking a big step away from candy was just a shocker when I stumbled upon this, you know, especially, you know, things like peanut butter cups. Are we serious? I mean, it's not like they're going to stop making it or anything, but, you know, like new candy, they're kind of taking a big step away from any new things. And they're expanding their snack business, especially this year in 2016, with special attention to health products.
Mm.
And so they're kind of targeting nutrition-savvy consumers.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they're revving up for a big regional launch to its So Fit brand. But you know, Donna, a lot of companies are getting really health savvy, and I told you my whole lifestyle has changed. So it's different with my eating. I eat nothing. I I stay away from food that rises. You know, every now and then I have a cheat time. Like yesterday, my grandson's birthday party, I ate pizza. But I can't have those cheat days like that all the time. But there was nothing else to eat. and I was hungry. I had, like, not eaten all day long, so I was like...
See, I don't see nothing wrong with having a slice of pizza. It's when you go for the second and the third.
Yeah, well, honey, I had two. I'm going to tell you that now, because this was a whole day of no eating until, like, 4 o'clock. I hadn't eaten since the day before. So I was, like, really hungry. It was after 4, I think. Yeah, it was sometime after 4, close to 5, before I ate.
Hmm.
And I was, like, really hungry. So I had a couple of slices of pizza, and I was, like, really done.
I mean, I know how you feel. Been there. I go through the struggle. I think we all go through the struggle.
Yeah. So they're getting into, like, protein squeezes, snack squares, and nut and seed products. So the healthy snacks are already available on Amazon, and I didn't know that.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you can go on Amazon and get Hershey's Healthy Snacks.
Okay.
Which is, like, super cool. So, you know, go on Amazon, look for Hershey's Healthy Snacks if you want to get healthy snacks. I don't know what the calories are. I haven't found them yet, but I am going to go and kind of research them because, you know, I have to eat healthier. I've taken a much healthier look on life. I feel a whole lot better. Okay, on to more news. You know what? There's a new wash line out. And it's actually moving really fast. And it was, like, considered the underdog, but it's Daniel Wellington watches. And the watches, they're available at Nordstrom. They range from, like, they're around $199. And they're the youngest, the luxury watch line. They're a 6-year-old brand, but they are, like, fast. They're rising fast to fashion fame. And, I mean, Donna, looking at the watches, it's like a backwards B and a W. They're very plain. I'm a watch collector.
Is it worth the $199?
It's very plain. I'm not a plain watch collector. I'm a unique watch collector. So I like different watches. And it's not a different watch for me. So it's something really, I have to have something really different. And it's not a different watch for me. It's very plain, but if you like a plain watch that could go with any outfit, then this is the watch. But it's just not, I don't know. Maybe if I would wear it as an any outfit watch, yeah. So maybe later on down the line, yeah, maybe it's one I would collect.
I'm not really a watch person. I never was. But if I was to purchase, I want something that no one else has. And I've always been like that with anything.
And that's me. And that's me. I collect pieces that I don't normally see on other people. So I collect different. I search for different watches, not necessarily name brand, just different.
Right.
So, and this is a minimalist watch, so it's very.
But the price you announced is what caught my attention, because $199 is a fair price, and especially if it's a luxury watch.
Yeah, it's very inexpensive. So it's very inexpensive for a luxury line. But and maybe that's why they're rising so high, especially at Nordstrom, because it's very inexpensive. But, I mean, they're really rising. So, I mean, it's Daniel Wellington, and it's available at Nordstrom. If you're looking for a minimalist watch that can go from dress-up to casual, this is the watch for you. That's all I have, Donna, in celebrity news.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
I'm so excited about our topic. I'm like ready to get to the topic. I am so excited about this topic.
Well,
and I really hope that our listeners call in and really join in this conversation.
Yes. We're on to the topic of the day, trading my shade. With names like Skin So White, White Perfect, and White and Only, skin bleaching creams are becoming a popular and controversial part of many women's beauty routines. While skin lighteners may be used by different people for different reasons, you won't find many products in the U.S. that blatantly promise to bleach or whiten skin. Some women and men are willing to do whatever it takes to achieve a lighter complexion. We want you to chime in today and give your views on skin whitening, lightening your skin, trying to make your skin lighter than what it already is. So chime in this morning. Donna, what are your views on it?
Oh, my God. I have so many views about this
topic.
Okay,
well, we get
and
to
I'm
all
a-
those views. We already have a caller on the line. So hold for that one.
Let the caller chime in. Oh, my God.
Good morning, caller. State your name and where you're calling from. Caller ending in 7969, state your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. God bless each and every one of you.
Good morning.
Good
God
morning.
Bless you.
Good morning, Donna. This
yes.
is your aunt Annette Jackson from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you this morning?
I am truly blessed and highly favored.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Calling
yes,
in.
You
this
are.
Is my first time calling. I've been meaning to call in, but you know I've been working. And today is the holiday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Have
yes.
one. I'm just sitting back. I was running back and forth from my bedroom to my kitchen trying to make me a little bit of breakfast, and I'm running back and forth. I says, wait a minute. I says, I don't want to miss the time. But I'm glad
yes,
that
but me,
I have allowed
let me ask you this, auntie, because I'm going to call you that. I want everyone to know this is my auntie. And the topic of today, auntie, is how do you feel about black women using skin lightener to change their skin?
Well, I was getting to that, but being that we're here at this point, I'm going to let you know this. I love me, the me that God made. I love me. As you know, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, you are.
And all that lightening and whatnot that you have, the darker the pigmentation, the less flaws you have and the less acnes you will receive. This is what my doctor has told me, and I have lived it for 65 years. So I wouldn't advise it. I like
yes.
complexion.
Yes.
I love my complexion.
Yeah, and you know what? And this is how every black young woman should feel. They should love their skin color and love the skin that you are in. But unfortunately, auntie, a lot of our black women are the ones who are purchasing this product and using it on their skin to change their skin color. Everybody wants to be light skin. Everybody wants to be lighter. And I do not understand that at all. You have to love yourself.
Well, you know, let me say this one thing. When I was small, when I was a little girl, growing up, I may have been like about 7, maybe 8 years old. And like I said, the dark skin, big eyes, bold, glowing, and the kids used to always tease the dark-skinned children.
Yes.
They would always call us different black names.
Yes.
Made me feel subconscious about my dark skin until one day I got home and Grandpa was the nanny for us, and he says, I got a song for you to hear. And I said, a song for me to hear? And he says, yes. He put on James Brown. I'm black.
Oh.
And from that day, up until this very day, I am black and I am proud.
I know that's right. That was beautiful. I know that's right. Ann, what is your thoughts on that, Ann?
Well, you know, when you get into issues of people bleaching their skin, wanting to lighten their skin, there's some underlying issues here. It goes a little further than I just want to bleach my skin. You have to look further than the outer and say, okay, there are some deeper issues here than you. And then you have to kind of dig a little deeper because a lot of it goes back to family issues. You know, things that happened kind of in their childhood, things that happened not necessarily with their family, but as they were growing up, things that may have happened in school, you know, with them being criticized because of their skin color. So it's identity issues with, you know, were you able to identify with who you were? And your color. You know, we looked at viewing even with celebrities who are allowing other companies to lighten them in ads. If you're fine and you were fine with identifying who you are, you wouldn't allow people to lighten who you are no matter how much it is.
It also starts back, like my auntie also stated, that, you know, children picking on her or children calling, saying awful things to you about your skin color. And when it starts from a childhood, it's imprinted in your brain. And it's sad because I have a cousin, I'm not going to call no names, but I have a cousin who was teased so much about her skin color that she believed in putting bleach, Clorox bleach in her water will lighten her skin. And, you know, I think back on it, and it's sad because that's how mentally messed up she was about her skin color from being teased so much that she honestly thought putting Clorox bleach in her bath water will lighten her skin.
Yeah.
Wow. Sad. Yeah.
There are so many people that's what they deal with, you know, putting milk in their bath water, Clorox in their bath water, bleaching cream. There's a movie that came on TV. I'm not sure if it was Mount or Centric. I think it was Centric. Then it was called Skinned, and the young lady had put bleaching cream on her skin, and she developed skin cancer from bleaching cream on her skin. And she was telling the story of her, you know, putting so much bleaching cream on her skin because of how she was criticized for having dark skin. You know, I was criticized for having dark skin as a young girl, but I never went to the extremes of wanting to bleach my skin because I learned to live with the skin that I was in. And
that's,
I think,
right.
That's a lot of the problem. People have not yet learned to live with the skin that they're in.
And it starts with us parents. It starts with us parents telling and informing our children that they are beautiful in the skin
that's
that
right.
they are in.
That's right.
We have to inform that. We really have to be big on telling our children, you are beautiful. There's nothing wrong about you. Everything is perfect about you, from your nose to your eyes to your hair to your skin color. We have to, and you know the sad part about it, Ann, is that I was reading an article where Nigeria has the highest rate of women who are bleaching their skin.
Oh.
Because they're looking over here at us.
Mm-hmm.
At these women who are making it so popular to do this.
It's sad. I also seen the baseball player. I can't think of his name right now. Where he actually bleached his whole entire body. He's a Hispanic man. I can't think of his name. But he changed his, he's a professional baseball player. He actually changed his whole skin color, and his eyes are now blue. He went as far as changing the color of his eyes also. And I thought that he must was really mentally messed up to go that far of doing that. And we got to, I mean, we have to keep it real. Michael Jackson did the same thing. I refuse to believe it was a skin disorder. It wasn't no skin disorder. This man bleached his skin.
Yeah. It's a number of celebrities to try to fit in with what they were told they were supposed to look like. That went to bleaching their skin, changing their hair and changing, you know, it's so many different things that celebrities begin to change to fit in with how white America says that they're supposed to look.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And but we as black people, we are part of the problem also. And it starts from, we can go as far as back as slavery. And you know how they had us. You had the light-skinned ones working in the kitchen, and we had the dark-skinned ones out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They separate us at that point according to how we look.
Skin color. Our skin color. So all that is part of the mental breakdown for us. That started
even
right
even when
there.
You look at certain sororities, and I'm not going to name them, especially with Founders Day just passed, but even when you look at certain sororities, you look at the brown bag tests that were given.
That's right.
If you didn't pass that color, that brown bag test, if you weren't lighter than the brown bag, you couldn't get in. So you had to pass that brown bag test, or you just could not get into certain sororities.
That is so sad. It is so sad, especially because what are we teaching our younger generation? What are we passing down to our younger generation that your color, if you're dark, you're not, you don't fit the category? Absolutely not. I don't care how dark you are. You are beautiful.
But
you
you're
are
passing
beautiful.
Down what has happened now, that you have to bleach your skin in order to fit in.
To fit in. And it's sad, and the sad part about it, the bleaching cream company is making millions, billions, because people are buying their products. Our people are buying their products to lighten their skin.
Good morning, Joanne. You're live and on the Painful Truth. How are you this morning?
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing? I'm alive.
Good morning, Joanne. Good morning. What are your views on our topic this morning?
You know, it's really crazy because you're absolutely right, but this doesn't only happen in our nationality. If you really study, it's in all nationalities, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans. Any Mexican distinguish between a dark and a light. Puerto Ricans distinguish between a light and a dark.
There's an echo behind your phone, Joanne.
We can't hardly hear you, hon.
All right, just a minute. Let me take me off.
Hello, can you hear me better? Can you hear me better?
Yes, yes.
Let
me tell you
something. I think you have your computer turned up. That's probably what
we're
getting at.
Well, as you know, I was on my headset, so I had to put them down for a minute. You're absolutely right.
Oh.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I don't have my computer on, though. So maybe it's my sorry phone. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Just keep talking.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, modern technology, that's why I don't play with it. You're absolutely right. But it happens in all nationalities. And I do hear the echo. It's happening in all nationalities. It's not just us. Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Rubians. If you study any nationality, dark-skinned people and light-skinned people have been divided.
Yeah. And that with that division, there's a need to change certain things. And the sadness is there's a need for darker complexion people to change the skin color. They're denying their shade.
And I remember when I was growing up, my parents used to use, my father's family used to use amber. What was that? That's a bleaching cream, and they still use it. You're absolutely right. They made fortunes. We've been bleaching ourselves for years.
Yes. Yes. And it starts, and again, you just made my point. You said your family. So it's been brainwashed. It's been implanted in our heads and in our minds that our skin is not perfect. Our skin is ugly. Because that's how I look at it. You're telling me my skin is ugly, and I need to purchase this product to lighten my skin to fit in. Absolutely not. I don't care how dark you are beautiful. And I want our listeners to know that. And you need to tell your children that from day one. You are beautiful. I don't care who I speak to. I don't care who I speak to. I can be on Facebook. When I speak to anyone on Facebook, I start my conversation off with saying, good morning, beautiful. You are beautiful.
Absolutely, Don. I'm getting an echo from you, too. Absolutely.
It's just your technology, Joanne.
Phone.
It's your phone.
Probably
it's
so.
Someone's phone.
You know, I don't want to call them out. They might sue me.
Okay, it just went away.
Do you have any more to add to this conversation?
The echo just went away, thank God. Okay, yeah, the echo just went away, thank
you. Okay, great, now we can talk. Okay.
Yeah, I was just losing it. Yeah, but, I mean, and so here we go with people who are having identity issues because they're being told that, you know, things like, you know what, you're dark, but you're pretty.
Is that crazy? Is that well? See, we have an identity crisis, and we always have. But like you said, this is started with slavery,
I'm sorry, Joanne, but you know what? People don't realize that you are pointing out the problem when you make the statement. Oh, that's a beautiful chocolate baby. Why do I have to be a chocolate baby? Why I can't just be a beautiful baby?
Exactly.
You already pointing out that the child is dark by saying, oh, this beautiful chocolate baby. You don't need to add all that in. It's just a beautiful baby.
Yeah, and you know, all newborns is ugly. So that's not true either, right? All newborns coming here shriveled up, ugly, don't have no identity. So that's a lie.
And women,
I'm
messing
with
people.
I'm not messing with
such extremes. They're going to such extremes to get their skin lightened that they're spending thousands upon thousands of dollars just to become lighter.
Yeah, and you know what they don't realize? White folks are spending thousands and thousands of dollars to become darker. They have all these tan lotions and, oh, they want their tan. They killing themselves sitting under the light for hours. 10 years, they got holes all in their face and body. And we trying to look like that. Ain't that something?
And injecting, and let's not forget, injecting their lips also to have big lips as we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, the scary thing is, and you ladies touched on it earlier, who taught black folk to hate their skin?
Oh, yes. This goes back to slavery.
Separation.
Let's remember, we wasn't even ashamed of our bodies because we wasn't wearing no clothes.
Exactly.
They was back there in Africa jumping up and down with their titties up in the air.
A lot of them still are, yes. A lot of them still are.
Gender,
they have taught us to hate our skin. They have taught us to hate our bodies.
That's right.
We got these young girls out here killing themselves to be thin and to be a model. And wearing these corsets, because that's all they are, is corsets, to make their waist so small that they're killing their smothering their organs.
So there's so many, and it's like when it's like a never ending fad, because when something comes up across the TV that tells you you're supposed to look like this, that's what they change.
Or it's
in a magazine that tells you you're supposed to look like this, that's what they change. So what see that, this is the skin colors. The skin colors are looking like this now. The skin colors are looking like this. So even if they don't bleach their skin, when they get on the magazine colors, the magazines have lightened their skin so much they don't even look like, they don't even resemble who they are in real life.
But you know what, ladies? Another thing you guys just said, how are we going to change this? We're going to change this by having talk shows and radio shows like The Painful Truth, where we can talk openly and freely and make them know that they're beautiful. This is what this radio station is all about. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
You have
absolutely.
To ask yourself,
let me tell you, ladies.
Who are you trying to prove this to? Now, here's the thing. When people first started, when you have some people that just bleach out blemishes.
Right.
So
right.
They have blemishes from where they've had bumps and things on their face, and they've caused discolorations, and they're like,
right,
I just need to get rid of these discolorations on my face. So they bleach out
right.
the blemishes or what have you. But that's different from people bleaching their entire face and neck, what
exactly.
have you. And when they take
right,
off
exactly.
their clothes, their face and neck are different color from the rest of their bodies.
Right.
Absolutely.
It still goes back to starting at home. In the home, like I said, when I was growing up, my mother and my grandmother, I guess, you know, we kids, we out there, we being rough, we're playing. And my grandmother, Janie Bell, God bless the day, made the statement to me, your elbows are black, your knees are black. That's from you being outside on the ground. And she introduced me to skin lightener, but for those areas, for my elbows and for my knees, because she made the statement, a young lady's skin should not look like that, but still, again, that's part of the brainwash.
Yeah.
But actually, if you're dark, I'm light-skinned, and my elbows are darker than the rest of my body. But that's nature, and pigmentation has nothing. It may have a little bit to do with playing, but we need to get back to cocoa butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cocoa butter takes away scars instead of all of these chemicals to bleach your skin. And the years and years of these chemicals damage the skin.
Yeah.
What
you're looking at.
We still have to promote to our young ladies, to our black children, period, men, women, children, that you are beautiful in the skin you're in. Because what do you say to that woman who's putting bleach, Clorox bleach, in their bathwater?
That echo is back.
I hear it.
Yeah. That skin bleaching is the problems behind skin bleaching are things like self-hatred, race-based identity crisis, and the internalism of a Western-based cultural, Western-created cultural ideas. That's
absolutely.
the mental health of black people.
Mm.
Yes, you're absolutely right. But, again, the danger in what we do to our skin.
And I know someone's going to say, well, we can say the same thing about hair weaves. We can say the same thing about the fake accents. But, yeah, but here's the thing. The thing with hair weaves and fake accents is there's no danger of kidney damage, damage to the nervous system, skin rashes, skin discoloration, scarring, or rejection of
right.
resistance to bacterial and fungal infections.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And we have gotten a little bit out of control with the hair weaves. We have. Again, we have identity crisis.
Is it identity crisis or is it just us trying to keep up with the fashion trend?
No, there is an identity crisis. This is a psychological thing that was placed in us many, 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 many generations ago.
Yes.
As you said, it began with that separation factor.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Where, why can't I come in
there? Beautiful haircut. And I
you can't come in the house because you're not light enough.
Right. Absolutely right. and your hair is not long enough, and it's nappy, and you need this.
Nappy.
We have beautiful long hair. We take care of it.
You're not meant for
but
the
again,
house. You're meant for the field. You
but
know,
again,
there were house blacks
to,
and there were field blacks. You're a house black.
It,
you're a field black.
But it goes back to us learning and teaching our children to love themselves.
Yeah,
regardless.
Exactly.
I don't care how tall you are, how short you are, how fat you are, how skinny you are. We have to teach them that you are beautiful regardless of your flaws. You are still beautiful and love yourself.
Right.
And this is
love yourself regardless.
Showing their hair and braids. They're showing, you know, they're showing now that black people, we don't have to be this to be gorgeous and beautiful because we were born kings and queens. We were born beautiful.
Yes. And it all starts with promoting in our families, encouraging our children. Because once we implant it in them, then it continues to trickle down to generation to generation. They would teach their children, you are beautiful. And that person
Absolutely.
Would teach their child, you are beautiful. So we have to keep putting it in our kids. And we have some parents out there who put the pressure on their kids. Oh, you're too dark. Oh, you're too fat. Oh, you're too skinny. I have heard that all my life growing up, that I was too skinny at one point. I was so skinny they thought I was sick.
Me too, Donna. And they say it to me now. You're too skinny. They say it to me now. What's wrong with you? Are you sick? No, I'm healthy. I'm trying to be healthy, okay?
Exactly. Exactly. And so these are the things that are implanted in your mind as young people.
Yes.
That you carry with you into adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take counseling and, you know, just ongoing counseling to kind of get it out. So you can
have you know what, Ann? We also have to, well, it's a younger generation also. They have, the televisions are babysitting our children now.
Yes.
The
yes.
television is babysitting our children. So these children are sitting there and they watching these programs. They watching
yes.
skin lightening programs. They watching all these things. They watching the light-skinned women and, you know.
The Beyonce. Let's call some names. The Beyonce. And then when they take their makeup off, it don't match their neck either.
And let me
okay.
tell you why you brought
really
that name up. There was a topic where it spoke about Beyonce and Rihanna both coming up where they addressed them on
yes.
skin lightening practices, and where Beyonce was actually on the cover of a magazine, and
mm-hmm.
she was addressed on, you know, as to why the magazine placed her two shades lighter.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, look at a young lady, Nicki Minaj. Look at Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, compared to her old pictures, is totally not the person that we see right now. She was a little bit darker. She was darker and had lightened her skin, had enhanced her boobs, had enhanced her behind. She's totally not the person who she was when she was growing up.
No.
Well, if we want to go back to that, who started that? The Michael Jacksons. The Jacksons.
Well, we mentioned that earlier today.
Yeah.
We said
that
we mentioned Michael
before,
Jackson.
But that was long before Michael Jackson. Women were doing this since way back when Lena Horne and some of the other.
That.
It was way back in the day. So this was long before.
Yeah, but
Michael
I'm saying that as far as the actresses and the Michael Jacksons, the bleaching their skin, the peeling.
He got it from somewhere. Look, Diana Ross was doing it. Come on. He got it somewhere.
That's right.
I mean, they've been doing this to remain in the industry for
mm-hmm.
many, many, many years.
And we have to look at what impression are you putting on our children. Our children are looking at the Diana Rosses and the Michael Jacksons and the Beyoncés and the Nicki Minajs, and they look at them as idols.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to look like Beyonce. Oh, I want to look like Nicki Minaj. And this is what our young girls are growing up to see, and this is what they're trying to mimic. Not knowing that you're hurting yourself when you put these chemicals on your skin.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Not knowing that, you know what? I'm What are the after effects of me placing all of these chemicals?
And they're not thinking about that, Ann. They're not worrying about that. They don't care
about
that.
They're looking at the right now.
That's right. That's right.
The right now says that I need to look this light, and can I get this light effect? So they go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, and they're not really caring because they want this look.
It's sad, but we can go as far. We can take this a little bit farther, far as us going to have our get a nose job done because we was told that our nose are too big and too fat and spread across our face. You are beautiful.
Listen to this. According to the World Health Organization, 77% of Nigerian women use skin lightening products on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
As do 59% of Togo, 35% of South Africa, 27% in Senegal, and 25% in Mali. These products are also used in Zimbabwe, Ivory Coast, Gambia, and Tanzania.
Knowing that they are being used in the African over there in Africa, that they are that part bothers me. It really bothers me when I read that article that the most of them is being used in Africa. They are trying to lighten their skin.
Figures are high, it shows that this is more than just cosmetic. It's not just a fad. It's a cultural destruction.
Yes. Yes,
ladies.
Uh-huh.
Ladies. Again, they were colonialized. So remember, they have the trades of the white man there too. But you see the numbers drop. It's not as high as the numbers who didn't. In other words, the 25%, the 30%, those are the most of the countries that know their identity. When you're stripped of your identity, we came to this country, we were stripped. There has been no other nationality who has been stripped of their identity and not knowing where they've come from other than the African community.
Yes.
So
okay,
if you're stripped of you don't know who
beauty?
You are.
Who defines beauty?
That's right, who? Tell me.
We've allowed other cultures to define our beauty.
Yes, because we have been brainwashed to believe that we are ugly. We have been brainwashed to believe that our skin is a sin. We have been led to believe that.
We've allowed other cultures to define, to say that your hair is supposed to be this long. We've allowed other cultures to say that your skin should be this light. We've allowed other cultures to say that your breast should be this big. We really had no choice in the matter.
We really had no choice in the matter.
But look, we've always had a choice. We've given
not
up our
as slaves.
Choice.
We never had a choice. If you don't know, maybe then.
But we've had a choice for a long time. We've given up our choice to fit in.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's ironic how we were told that our behinds are too big, or oh my God, it's too big, and then they turned around and created implants. So that's kind of shocking to me that, now it's a big fad now. Oh, you got to have a big behind. Oh, you better get these butt implants and injections. It's just terrible. I still have to go back to the basic fad.
Before, it was like, oh, my gosh, girl, your butt is... Now it's this huge fad everybody's getting. Even African American girls have begun making their butts bigger, and it's unbelievable because they're getting illegal butt injections, and it's just so much going on there. So because someone else said, "All right, now this is good." So now we're allowing other cultures to define our beauty.
to dominate our beauty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
To dominate our beauty.
So
and it
this
is our
is
job.
Where we stand on our beauty.
Yes. The ugliest people in the world now have become the most beautiful people in the world. Now, how do we go back to change our skin back to darkness? Because they're bleaching theirs to be as dark as us. They sit in the sun and they burn to be our color. Now, how do we reverse that with our nationality? Are they aware? Are our children aware? Look at these children. Be aware of what's going on.
I think reversing the role is understanding that I'm not going to change for you. I'm going to remain beautiful just who I am. Just who I am. No changes
But if we put it in our children's mind from day one, we will not have this problem because they are beautiful. We have
and it's the education of a community.
Actually,
it's the education of a culture.
Yes.
And I do think we're moving in the right way, ladies. I mean, things are changing. If you really look, we may be moving slow, but things are changing. That's why our children are out here and they're wearing dreads. They're telling them they're ugly, but they're wearing them. You know what I'm saying? They don't care no more, and we're getting to that point. We're just moving slow.
Yeah, it's the education of a culture. The culture is being educated that, look, you cannot allow other cultures to define your culture.
Absolutely.
You are created different for a purpose.
But you know what, Joanne, you actually made a point with the dread situation, and I'm glad you said that because they tried to tell the women who are in the military who was wearing cornrows that they could not wear their cornrows, but now they passed it to where it's okay for them to wear their cornrows. How can you tell a culture? Because that's part of our heritage at the end of the day.
Well, they're telling guys now that they can't wear dress. I'm waiting on the military.
But you still
right
have schools saying that students can't wear cornrows.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So it's still there within the education system. You can't wear cornrows.
It was just on Facebook where a black attorney was
just fired. It's a religious thing. And then you have to prove. I have to prove something that came from my culture?
Yes.
This is what we have a problem with.
Well, this is why we got to get out and vote as well. The people that you put in office, the people that you want to change your laws. We go back. The more people I talk to, they say, oh, what's the sense of voting? It doesn't matter because if your voice is never heard, then you have no voice. But if you go out there and vote, you have a voice, whether we want or not. But we live in states where we dominate and we don't vote. And then we cry about what's going on.
Exactly.
Election time, watch who you vote for. It's election time. Get out and vote. Get out voice your opinion. If you don't try it, you'll never know the work. Nothing beats a try but a failure. Nothing beats a failure but a try, right?
That's right. We
encourage everyone to get out there and vote. If you want your voice to be heard and you want somebody to represent you, get out there and study your councilmen, your governors, your presidents, your senators.
Before you vote, research. Make sure you're voting for the right people.
Not because somebody else said vote for them.
Exactly.
And well, ladies, we come to the end of another great show. This was a hot topic.
Yes,
for our show. We've come to the end of another great topic. Thank you, ladies, for calling in, for chiming in today on this show. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Thank you so much. It shows
right
like
here.
This is going to put the culture out there. Thank you, ladies.
I want all you ladies to know that you are beautiful. And our listeners, you are beautiful.
See you tomorrow morning, ladies. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.